regarding some lessons that can be taken from the Quran Majid, from the Taraweeh that was recited last night. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The surah that comes after Surah Al-Baqarah is known as Surah Ali Imran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the beginning of the surah was ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that this is the book in which there is no doubt. Almighty Allah, however, showed that, remember, in the past there were people also who enjoyed the book of Almighty Allah. They were known as the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. But their stubbornness, their rude nature, their not being ready to submit to the commands of Almighty Allah, brought upon them the curse of Almighty Allah. So having the book alone, regarding Quran, Almighty Allah Himself says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. In the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, this very message is given. Almighty Allah starts the surah discussing نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, that what a wonderful book your Allah has sent to you. Almighty Allah mentions, however, how much of benefit could have been taken from this Quran. But فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ, there will always be some people whose hearts are just crooked. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ إِبْتِغَاءِ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبْتِغَاءَ تَعْوِيلِ, they will use this very Quran and they will take out interpretations which will suit their own desire. Using the very Quran which would have taken them right to Jannah, they use this very Quran, and with this Quran, making their own meanings and interpretations, they push themselves off the path and they drop all the way into Jahannam. Immediately after that, Almighty Allah teaches the world a dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, that, O Allah, after you put us on this path, there were many others on this path, they also fell off. They enjoyed the book of Almighty Allah. The difference between the previous books and this Quran is Almighty Allah has taken a guarantee, a promise that this Quran will be preserved. Their books, for their books it was divine, but there was no guarantee. They were able to change the book in such a manner. They changed the wording, they changed the meaning, they made up their own explanations. Everything was changed. That divine book in its form will not be found today. For this Ummah, Almighty Allah gave a promise that the Quran will be protected. However, this promise was not given, that every person who will read Quran, he will understand Quran as it's supposed to be understood. He will take directives from Quran as it's supposed to be taken. That was not. For which reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke very severely regarding a person who will come in this ummah, or a group that will come. He says that person will be sitting in a very comfortable manner, lovely lifestyle, and he will not be happy to change his lifestyle, to submit to Islam. Rather, he will look in the Quran to find a lifestyle that suits him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said how he will do it. He will hold the Quran and he will say, this is sufficient for me. What a wonderful sentence. The sentence 100% is true, that this Quran is sufficient. But what he will mean is the explanation of the Quran, which was the word and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the full meaning of Islam, which will come further. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that indeed if you love Almighty Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then your Islam is, you will have to follow the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Almighty Allah will accept your love. He will make you the beloved. In ittiba, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, Almighty Allah wants full submission. So that man holding this Quran and he says, this is sufficient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then what about what I brought? He says, indeed I have mentioned so many laws similar to the laws of the Quran. The details, the full Islam is only in following the word and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is that person who has then taken this Quran. So in Surah Baqarah, in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, Almighty Allah made indication that just being happy that what a wonderful kitab, what a wonderful Quran has come. This Quran is in my house, the Quran is in my shelf. A person might even say, Alhamdulillah, the Quran has come in my heart. I have memorized the Quran. At the beginning, Surah Baqarah was to show, and the beginning of Surah Ali Imran. Just having the Quran, the book of Almighty Allah with you, is not a guarantee that you will not slip off the path. There were people before who also had this book, who had a divine book, a divine scripture, but they destroyed the scripture just so that their lifestyle they would not have to change. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِهْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, after giving us this guidance, putting us on this path, granting us this Quran, O Allah, let our hearts not veer off the path. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. As a gift from your side, O Allah. A gift is given to a person. One is a transaction takes place. Someone pays money to get something. One is a hadiah, where the person pays nothing. Solely out of love, someone gives somebody else a gift. We are asking Almighty Allah that we have nothing really to pay. We can't provide anything that can ask you to keep us on the spot. We ask you from your mercy if you will give us a hadiah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. For indeed, O Allah, you are the one who loves to give. We are begging that you put us on the spot. Let our hearts never ever veer from the spot. In Surah Ali Imran, to a great extent, the other is mentioned, that having the men of Almighty Allah, one is having the book of Almighty Allah amongst you is not enough. If there is no Islam within your heart, you will use the book of Almighty Allah for the wrong purposes. In Surah Ali Imran, majority of the surah is regarding having the men of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah will discuss who the Jews and the Christians enjoyed around them, what men of Almighty Allah they enjoyed. But with all of that there, instead of taking benefit from the people of Almighty Allah around them, one group of them became enemies and they tried to kill them. And the other group were wildly in love with them, but they were not ready to follow. The teachings of these men of Almighty Allah, that was not important. They loved the man of Allah. They would be ready to worship the man of Almighty Allah. They would be ready to make idols and statues and pictures of the man of Allah. But to obey, that was the one thing that was not in them. That Islam was not there. Almighty Allah speaks about what was this family of Imran. The surah is known as Ali Imran. Almighty Allah starts, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ. Remember the time when the wife of Imran, she was desirous of a child. When she fell pregnant, normally when a mother, a woman who has not given birth for so long, falls pregnant, she will start celebrating immediately. And when celebration comes, that's the time you forget Almighty Allah. When there is difficulty, man makes a lot of dua. When ease comes, when happiness comes, that is why you will find when a nikah is taking place, when before the nikah, when you can't find a boy for your daughter, you can't find a son, a girl for your son, how much of dua is made, how much of tahajjud is read, how much of wazaif is read. But when the thing happens, at that time Almighty Allah is forgotten. That's when Islam is forgotten. That's when every law starts being broken. When she fell pregnant, this was the uniqueness of this family of Imran. When she fell pregnant, first thing she would say is, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. O Allah, this child which is in my womb, I make this child free for your deen. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. That was the nature of this woman. What a woman she was, that child was still not born. Already she was thinking about when this child is going to come out. The child will be affected by the shayateen. Almighty Allah says, as soon as she gave birth, as soon as she gave birth, her dua would be, وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Before the child was born, she already handed the child over to Allah, free for your deen. As soon as the child was born, she put the child in the protection of Almighty Allah. So unique was this woman's dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child who is born, the devil, the shaitan, pokes the child, because of which the child starts screaming. So to say, as though the devil is saying, like the match is on, from now on it's going to be a war between me and you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Maryam radiallahu anha, on account of the dua of the mother, and Nabi Isa alayhi salam, because her dua was, I put her in your protection and her children. Such a strong dua it was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even the poke of the devil Allah Tabarukala protected them from that poke also. A very unique woman she was. Then came Maryam radiallahu anha into the world. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Almighty Allah said how He accepted, how He took into His care the wonderful Maryam radiallahu anha, and He brought her up. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Almighty Allah says Allah Himself brought her up. In what a wonderful way He brought her up. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَا. To see to the worldly issues of hers, her uncle Zakariya alayhi salam was put in charge. She was being looked after by Almighty Allah. She was being looked after by the Nabi of Allah. Understand this uniqueness of this girl. While she was still small, she was put in Baytul Muqaddas. Her ibadat shocked everyone else. And the miracles that would happen around her. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَا الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقَا. Almighty Allah says, when her uncle Zakariya alayhi salam would come to see her, to come to see if she got any need, to bring something for her, he would find that food, sustenance, fruits is already by her. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. In amazement he would say, oh my niece, where did you get this from? Look at this girl's answer. It was a miracle. That fruit was not available in the market. It was out of the season. But she was so simple in her nature and so much of trust on the Qudrat of Allah. She just said to her uncle, Huwa min indillah. What a question you are asking. Where does it come? Doesn't everything come from Allah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The way she said that, it affected Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. A thought went to his mind that, oh Allah, if you can give her fruits out of season, then I am a man and my wife, we both out of season for children. But your Qudrat is above everything. He was also unique. Look at his dua. At a very old age, Zakariya alayhi salam will make dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّ. He will say, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Oh Allah, from your side, give me pure children. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Someone might say to me, how can you make dua for children at this time? He said, verily you, O Allah, are the one listening to dua. Then the angels come and they give him the glad tidings that for you a child is coming. Nabi Yahya alayhi salam is going to be born. This was a miraculous family in every aspect. The mother of Maryam radiallahu anha, Maryam radiallahu anha, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ. Remember the time when the angel said to Maryam radiallahu anha, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَحَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ. Allah has selected you. Allah has purified you. Allah has chosen you over the woman of the world. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Thereafter Almighty Allah sends the angels. Remember the time when the angel said to Maryam radiallahu anha, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ. You are now going to fall pregnant with the command of Almighty Allah. A unique boy is going to be born. Ismuhu al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is going to come in this world. Wajihan fi dunya wal-akhirah. Wonderful and unique in both this world and the year after. Very high he will be. Wa min al-muqarrabin. Among the most selected of Almighty Allah. He will be miracle from the beginning till the ending. Wa yukallimu an-nasa fi al-mahdi. In the cradle already he will start speaking to the people. وَكَهْلًا. When a person becomes old of age, everyone speaks. But Nabi Isa alayhi salam's وَكَهْلًا means that he will come later on in time, at a time when everyone has passed away, Isa alayhi salam will still be of his age. And there was an indication to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Nabi Isa alayhi salam has been lifted. He will come down at the end of time. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. The most pious, the most unique he will be from. Everything was unique. Allah Tabarakala speaks about Isa alayhi salam entering into the world. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He will be taught by Almighty Allah. The book he will be taught. Wisdom he will be taught. He will be taught the Torah. He will be given the Injil. He will be a Nabi to the Bani Israel. He will say to them, I have brought miracles for you. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيَّةِ الطَّيِّرِ. He says, look at the stand. I will mold it out for you like a bird. فَأَنْفُقُ فِي. I will just blow. It will become a bird. And then the people would see it flying. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. The child who was born blind, the one who was suffering from six skin diseases, they would be brought to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Medicine was on its height in his era. But what medicine could not cure, that sick child would be brought in front of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam would take his hand, rub it over. At that time Nabi Isa alayhi salam was still young. Already the miracles were taking place. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ The highest of miracles, Isa alayhi salam would pass by the dead person. He would say, stand with the permission of Allah. The man would stand. While Isa alayhi salam was still in the maktab, still in his small madrasa, before the teacher would teach the lesson, Nabi Isa alayhi salam would look at him and would say to him, I will tell you what you are going to teach today. And then he would teach the lesson also. The children would go home. Everyone was amazed. The parents started becoming shocked that who is this boy who is saying such things. The next day the boys would come and say to Nabi Isa alayhi salam that my parents said this about you. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ Nabi Isa alayhi salam will say, forget about that. Let me tell you what you ate last night. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ Then he would say, let me tell you what's still stored in your house. Go back to your mother today and say to your mother, I know you stored so and so thing that you never took out. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ Nabi Isa alayhi salam's beginning till the ending, everything was miraculous, sign upon sign. But the people around Nabi Isa alayhi salam, how much they enjoyed the men of Allah. They had Isa alayhi salam, they had Yahya alayhi salam, they had Zakariya alayhi salam, they had Maryam radiallahu anha. But when there is no Islam in a person, when a person is not ready to submit, despite seeing the miraculous nature, the piety of all these individuals, Maryam radiallahu anha, they slandered. Up till today, the Jews are adamant that Isa alayhi salam was not born just like that. Maryam radiallahu anha, they say, na'udhu billah, they say that she did go to a man, and then because it was out of nikah, they did not want to make it known who the man is. Up till today, they will slander her. Zakariya alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, they had executed, they had murdered, assassinated, just because what they said was against the desire. For Nabi Isa alayhi salam, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Despite showing so many miracles, they were not going to accept. Because when a person doesn't have Islam within him, the nature to submit, even the miracles of the men of Almighty Allah means nothing. They gathered around him. They gathered the Romans around him. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu was salam understood they want to kill him. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They made their plots and their plans. Almighty Allah says, but Allah was also planning. Almighty Allah lifted Nabi Isa alayhi salam. إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا He was saved from the people of kufr. And Almighty Allah at the end of times will send Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam back in this world. And he will bring the completion to the full picture of Islam. Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all with Islam. When there is Islam, the book of Allah, the Quran will benefit. The men of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, and the vicegerents of the Nabi of Allah will benefit man. When there is no Islam within a person, when he does not have the nature to submit to the divine commands of Almighty Allah, then he will look at the Quran also as a burden. He will look at the men of Almighty Allah as a burden. He will feel the ulama and the scholars are a burden. He will feel anyone who is telling him the command of Almighty Allah is a burden. Everything will become a burden. Almighty Allah save all of us. Allah blessed us with putting us on the path. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا O Allah, after putting us on this path, do not ever let our hearts veer off this path.